Hey, this is Dr. Dylan for a class being associated with Zebra IELINSKINZIELINSKI. First name is John. Date of visit is March 31, 2023. Patient's must be that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury for some patients. It tells me that in April 2007, the patient was assaulted for supper. First of all, patient, tells me that, he was in Fort Hood, Texas. First of all, patient was assaulted by a group of people. First of all, patient was punched in the face multiple times. First of all, patient, fell to the ground and became unconscious. First of all, patient tells me that he was hit many times, in the head. First of all, patient went to the local hospital, an ambulance. First of all, patient was out of consciousness for about 15 to 20 minutes. First of all, patient had laceration and bleeding in the head. First of all, patient had severe headache. First of all, patient was confused and disoriented when he woke up. First of all, patient tells me they did a CT scan. Next paragraph, patient clearly has significant memory deficit. First of all, patient has difficulty with naming. First of all, patient has chronic headaches. First of all, patient has difficulty retaining information unless he repeated many times. First of all, patient has difficulty sleep. First of all, patient has insomnia symptoms. First of all, patient has difficulty reading. First of all, patient has difficulty with comprehension. When reading the first of all, patient also difficulty with recall. First of all, patient difficulty with focus and concentration. First of all, patient is very irritable and impulsive. First of all, patient is distracted very easily. First of all, patient is currently active duty for the Army. First of all, patient is a vehicle mechanic. First of all, patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. First of all, patient is difficult to remember his task duties. First of all, his back headaches affecting his concentration at work. First of all, patient is difficulty to focus at work. First of all, patient would
forget what people tell him at work. First of all, next paragraph. Next patient, last name is Jarrell, J-A-R-R-E-L-L. First name is Iverson, I-V-E-R-S-O-N. Date of visit is March 31, 2023. Date of birth is October 23, 1967. Next paragraph, patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. Patient tells me that it was in November of 2006. Patient was stationed in Iraq. Patient tells me that he fell backward and fell off a tank. Patient tells me that it hit the back of the head as he landed on the ground. Patient tells me that it hit the back of the head. He had immediate loss of consciousness. He was out of consciousness for about 5 minutes. Patient tells me that when he woke up, patient had a severe headache. Patient was confused and disoriented. Patient also had difficulty moving his arm, specifically the right arm. There was a second episode of traumatic brain injury, according to patient. It was in August of 2018. It was in Hawaii. Patient was in training. It was a hand-to-hand combat training. Patient tells me that he was flipped over many times. Patient got struck in the head many times. Patient tells me that his head hit the ground. The back of the head hit the ground, and he had complete loss of consciousness for a few minutes. When he woke up, patient was confused and disoriented. Patient was dizzy. Patient has a severe headache. Patient has significant headache. Patient has chronic headache on a daily basis. Patient has become very light sensitive. Patient has insomnia symptoms. Patient becomes very irritable. Patient has a difficulty to be polite. Patient become verbally aggressive very easily. Next paragraph. Patient tells me that these symptoms are affecting his job. Patient now has multiple job changes. Since 2020, patient tells me that he had four different jobs. Patient has difficulty to hold down his jobs because of symptoms. His difficulty with aggressiveness and irritability, first off, a patient also has significant difficulty to work because of the headache. So first off, a patient was previously a chief of staff or an Army Reserve command. First off, however, a patient has difficulty with irritability and verbal aggressiveness. That was the next paragraph. This marks the end of the patients. Next patient, last name is a B as in boy, ATTENSBY. First name is David. Date of visit is April 5, 2023. Date of birth is December 11, 1970. Next paragraph, a referring physician is Sacramento State Prison. Next paragraph, a chief complaint seizure. Next paragraph, history of a present illness. Patient is a 52-year-old male, with chief complaint seizures. So, first of all, according to the patient, patient has seizures disorder since childhood. First of all, according to the patient, patient had head injury when he was 6 to 7 years old. First off, patient hit the head on a TV console. First off, a patient tells me that injury triggers seizures. First off, since then he's been having seizures. First off, a patient tells me that the bright light can trigger his seizures. First off, a patient tells me that he would have complete loss of consciousness, shaking of the arms and legs, body stiffness, and associated with the urinary incontinence and bite. And tongue biting. First off, a patient tells me that he has been seizure free for the last 7 years. First off, a patient tells me that he's been taking medications, and he has been seizure free. First off, lately he's been having these confusion, disorientation, and dizziness symptoms. First off, but there's no loss of consciousness. First off, there's no seizure convulsion. First off, next paragraph of past medical history: seizure disorder, asthma, back pain. Chronic pain, cirrhosis of liver, diabetes, episodic drug abuse, history of osteomyelitis, hearing loss, hepatitis B, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, incontinence, opioid use history, persistent depressive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, seizure disorder, and spinal stenosis. Next paragraph, current medications, fluoxetine, aspirin 81 milligrams per day, Buspirone, Keppra 500 milligrams, one pill twice a day, Lisinopril, Metformin, Montelukast, Omeprazole, Oxybutynin, Prazosine. Next, we have allergies. Patient is allergic to Chlorodol, Codeine, Ibuprofen, Oxcarbazepine, Amitriptyline. Next, for a social history, patient is a former alcohol user. Patient is currently not drinking. Patient denies any drug use. Next, we have patient also a former use of cocaine, ecstasy, LSD in the past. A first off, patient stopped smoking at the age of 38 years old. Next, for family history, mother have brain cancer, father have alcohol abuse. Next, a paragraph, next for abuse system, patient did not have any hemiparesis, antibody sensory changes, diplopia, dysautry, and dysphagia. Next, for an EEG study was performed today. First off, it was a normal study. First off, there's no epileptic form discharges. First off, there are no spike in waves activities. First off, there's no status epilepticus. First off, the EEG study was normal. Next, for impression, history of seizure disorder since childhood, since 6 to 7 years old, after head injury, the head hit against the TV console. First off, a patient telling me that triggered his seizures. So first off, a patient in the past would have intermittent seizure convulsion, with a jerking of the arms and legs, loss of consciousness, body stiffness, associated with the urinary incontinence and tongue biting. First off, patient has been taking seizure medication. So first off, he tells me that he's been seizure free for the last 7 years. So first off, he hasn't had any more seizures for the last 7 years. So first off, the patient has been taking Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day. Next, for our condition, explain the patient of the above diagnosis and test results. Next, for our patient that did to take the seizure medications, Keppra 500 milligrams twice a day. First off, explain the common side effects. Next, First of all, he's been having these intermittent dizziness and confusion. First of all, I do not think those are related to the seizures. So first of all, next paragraph, this marks the identification. Next patient, last name is Roth, R-O-T-H, again, R-O-T-H. Our first name is Dennis, D-E-N-I-S. My date of visit is February 10, 2023. Date of birth is January 4th, 1970. Next paragraph, chief complains of snoring. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, referring physician is L-A-R-A, V as in Victor, I-C. Last name is Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S, M-D. Next paragraph, dear Dr. Flores, after pleasure to see Dennis, D-E-N, I'm sorry, after pleasure to talk to D-E-N-I-S today for initial evaluation for snoring. Next paragraph, this provides an administration, so 53-year-old male pound chief complains of snoring and sleep disturbance. First off, vision tells me that he's been having snoring. First off, vision to also have witness pauses of breathing during sleep. First off, he got awakened feeling suffocated. Patients are usually go to bed at 10 p.m. First off, patients severely loud snoring. First off, patients also witness losses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, patient also frequent gasping air sound. First off, patient wakes up at 7 to 8 a.m. First off, patient wakes up with a dry mouth, drooling in the pillow, sleepy. First off, patient needs a nap by time of 30 to 60 minutes a day. First off, patient also severe excessive daytime sleepiness. First off, patient always becomes drowsy when he's sitting, reading, watching television, sitting inactive in an appropriate place, sitting as a passenger in a car for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit. So first off, next paragraph, past medical history, high blood pressure. Next paragraph, current medication, Losartan. Next paragraph, allergies, vision, allergy to penicillin. Next paragraph, social history, vision is divorced with one child. First paragraph, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. The first paragraph, patient does not use illicit drugs. Patient does not smoke. Next paragraph, family history. Father has heart disease and diabetes. So first paragraph, we also have a pancreatic and prostate cancer. Next paragraph, please do not go to the abuse system. Next paragraph, impression, witness losses of breathing during sleep, mouth snoring, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting obstructive sleep apnea. This is where the marks of denotification. Next patient, last name is White, W-H-I-T-E, first name is Raymond, date of visit is March 31, 2023, date of birth is March 10, 1980. Four. Next we have a chief complaint of snoring. Next we have history present in his patient. Patient is a 39-year-old male pound and chief complaint of snoring. Post up. Patients are usually good at bed at 11 p.m. First up, fix the patient 1 hour to fall asleep. But first up, patients are really loud snoring. First up, patient also witness losses of breathing during sleep. But first up, patients frequent gasping air, silent choking during sleep. But first up, patient wakes up at 6 a.m. First up, his sleep is now restorative. But first up, patient also has significant excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, patient frequently becomes drowsy when he's sitting as a passenger in the car for an hour without break, lying down to rest in the afternoon when circumstances permit, sitting quietly after lunch with the alcohol, sitting in the car while stop for a few minutes in traffic. First time, next river, past medical history, high blood pressure, next river, current medication, hydralazine, labetalol, losartan, next to river, allergies, and all drug allergies. Next river, social history, patient, smoke, a patient drinks alcohol on a social basis. So first up, patient does not use illicit drugs. Next paragraph, family history, patient did not list any family history of similar medical condition. Next paragraph, impressions of witness losses of breathing during sleep, non-restorative sleep, excessive daytime sleepiness. So first up, differential diagnosis includes sleep disorders, obstructive sleep apnea, narcolepsy, central sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, first time respiratory recommendation. We schedule the patient for an overnight polysomnography study, to definitively evaluate for central sleep apnea, obstructive sleep apnea, narcolepsy, restless leg syndrome, and sleep disorders. The first time respiratory, this marks the end of dictation.